Hi, I'm Howard Mackler, one of the founders of RichUncles.com, real estate investing for everyone. Our $1 billion offering is now open for investment with a $500 minimum. RichUncles NNN REIT is a public non-listed REIT, a real estate investment trust that invests in single-tenant commercial real estate. Learn more by reading our prospectus at RichUncles.com. That's RichUncles.com or call 855-RICH-UNCLES.
This media outlet is being paid under $2,000 by RichUncles for this single message and is intended only for residents in states where the offering is approved.
RichUncles.com or call 855-RICH-UNCLES.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get on. No choice but get on. Mandate. Get it on. Welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for telling a friend. Right, Drewski?
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah. Someone's been on hold for a little while, so I just want to talk to Sam over here on line four. Sam?
Hey, Adam. Hey, Dr. Drew.
Hey there.
What's going on, Sam? What's your question?
Nothing. Before my question, I just want to add and make you uncomfortable for a second, tell you what a big fan I am and how much money I've spent buying and distributing everything from you. I bought 20 DVDs of Road Hard. I took all my friends to see at the Vic Theater in Chicago, and just for any kind of gifts or anything that for coworkers and stuff, I just give them your movies and stuff, and they just love it.
Well, that's
that doesn't make him uncomfortable.
No, I like it. I like
the praise.
It wasn't the praise. He was like,
no. All we have is each other when it comes to this kind of stuff. I was sitting in my office the other night, and I was listening to one of my favorite bands, the Jayhawks. And then I walked in the other room, and Natalia was listening to some horseshit music. And it was just me and Natalia and Olga, the nanny. And I said, Jesus Christ, this fucking horrible music.
Let's hear some Jayhawks, Gary. Come on.
Well, it's funny. The lead singer of the Jayhawks is named Gary. And I've actually been, you know, Gary will look up because there's a song I've been listening to and I wrote it down. I'll find it in a second. Anyway.
Give us a taste of something in the meantime.
Well, you can do Blue if you want to do Jayhawks. It's one of my favorite songs. So Olga's like, oh my God, my daughter started playing that Kanye West. And I said, yeah, that fucking guy sucks. And she's like, what the fuck is going on with this music? And I said, it's horrible. It's horrible. And I know Gary likes Kanye, but I saw him on SNL like 2 years ago. I was like, I don't know what the fuck he's doing. He's pointing to the ceiling and then singing through a robot. And so here's what I did. I told Olga, drop the dishes and come in from the room here, and I'll play you some Jayhawks.
By the way, I like this, too.
Oh, everyone likes this.
And I don't have any problem with people who think Kanye sucks. I can see that. I can see how you get that.
Everyone likes the Jayhawks. It's just no one gets to hear the Jayhawks because we have to hear fucking Bad to the Bone. Or to hear fucking John Cougar Mellencamp. Oh, this is in The Hammer, by the way. I brought her in. I said, we listen to this and Ben Folds. I said, you want to listen to something good? Well, listen to Ben Folds. And she said, who's Ben Folds?
Wow.
I said, well, listen up.
This is Olga or your daughter?
It's Olga.
Yeah.
And I said, now, there you go. And she said, good. And I said, I'll put together like a playlist of Ben Folds and the Jayhawks. And she said, I'd appreciate that. And I said, fine, I'll get back to those ditches. Dishes there, bitch.
No, ditches.
Ditches. Dishes and ditches. So I said, all right, you can turn it down. So you got to share the stuff you like with other people. It's you know, people think of it as,
being selfish or something.
Yeah, selfish or intrusive or something, but I don't think so. I think if you have music or comedians or a TV show or a movie or whatever it is, you know how many people I've told to watch the movie Defending Your Life by Albert Brooks or Love and Death by Woody Allen? I don't feel like that's selfish. I feel like I'm just sharing it with them.
Thus, Sam's sharing
your
genius with the world.
Sure.
Yeah.
Before I get to my question, Adam, you had a walkthrough on your new show, which I love, by the way. And I was noticing in your beautiful house that the walls needed maybe a little more artwork. I found an old original copy of The Mole People Friends. Would that be something that would go up in your place?
Wow.
Yeah.
In your office, for sure.
I do have a picture of The Mole People up, like, in my office, I think. I'll take another one. Poor grandpa.
Okay, great, great. Well, I guess it all correlates to my question. I'm 31, and I'm kind of getting to the age where I'm babysitting, you know, sister and brother's kids and friends' kids. This last Saturday, I had an 8-year-old and a 6-year-old. I put in the hammer. Midway through, my friend comes home. He looks at the back of the case, sees it has an R rating, and flips out. I wanted to tell him it should have had a PG, but I guess regardless, is there a good age where I'm not going to get chewed out for putting an R-rated movie on?
Well, obviously you have to make an exception for the hammer, because the hammer's not an R. It should never been an R-rated
Why
movie.
Why was it? Some language
Simulated
or something?
Violence? Or?
No. There is more violence in any given episode of Hunter with Fred Dreyer from 1985 than there is in The Hammer. First off, God damn it, I'm fucking pissed now. The movie rating system's a fucking joke. And part of the deal is they, if you can, first off, you should be able to go defend your position, your position, yeah, because they shouldn't arbitrarily give you an R, because that hurts commerce. It hurts. It hurts for sales. It hurts for the friend. It hurts for the online, whatever. It hurts. This movie, I'll tell you the bad part. The bad part is once they give you the R, now they have to justify the R. So when the thing comes on cable, it's like, for violence, an adult situation. Amateur boxing? Amateur boxing is on Saturdays at noon on ABC when the Olympics come around. If we're talking, if you're using amateur boxing with headsets, with headgear, as your excuse for violence, well, then everything exceeds that.
Rocky wasn't R back in the day, was it?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. But you can't use boxing if it's Raging Bull, like blood's flying out in slow motion and stuff, but amateur level boxing is your violence? I mean, it's literally sanctioned violence. It's a sport. It's not even violence.
Football.
Well, I would kind of argue that it's not even violence because it's a sport. You know, a street fight is violent. This is a sport where you're supposed to hit someone and score points. But anyway, there was no violence other than amateur level boxing. There was no nudity or even real adult situations. There was nothing. There was Rocky's PG. There was, I don't know.
Was there language?
There was a one boxer said, motherfucker, but he said it in such a way, and he's such a black dude, that it almost sounded like just he was calling one of his friends. You know what I mean? Like he said, don't say I slipped, motherfucker. Like it was like Richard Pryor doing a routine or something, you know? So it was like, nothing, but it got an R.
Wow.
Weird, right?
Yeah,
not weird, but come on. This fucking town is full of shit on a lot of stuff. A lot. So, yeah, so you can show anyone The Hammer because it doesn't have anything in it to nothing to garner or earn an R rating. You can turn on any TV show on any network and any primetime thing and see much more graphic violence. Much more. People getting shot and killed, set on fire. You can watch that, you know, watch Homeland on whatever.
But I certainly argue that whatever you do of any sort, whatever you're doing with anybody else's children, ask the parents. Just stay out of trouble.
I'll keep the thing hidden. All right.
Stamps.com.
Stamps.com.
Convenient. Sure. Convenient. Reliable. Mm-hmm. Why go to the post office when anything you can do at the post office, you can do at your own computer with your own printer? It's stamps.com. You can buy and print official U.S. postage for any letter, any package, any class of mail with your own computer, your own printer. They'll even send you a digital scale so you can automatically calculate the postage. You get it right every time. There's no guessing. If postage increases, which seem to be happening all the time, they'll give you precisely what you need. at your computer, on your printer, and right now you can enjoy Stamps.com with the 4-week special trial. It includes free postage and a digital scale without long-term commitments. And the digital scale, of course, you can put the package on there, letter on there, any class of mail. Go to Stamps.com. Anything you can do at the post office, you can do at Stamps. Go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the homepage, then type in ADS, that it's Stamps.com. Enter code ADS, and with Stamps.com, you never go to the post office again.
Hi, Gary.
Yes, sir.
So, Drew, another thing you can laugh at. We were talking earlier in the week about me getting the clip of me at the hardware store as a representative clip of the Spike TV show I'm doing.
Yes.
So they they ran this online thing, too. They're doing all this online stuff. And they were showing me doing rants about stuff, and then they'd write underneath it, here's what Adam did. This one was me putting a Lamborghini mirror inside my house, although I didn't say I put a Lamborghini mirror inside my house, which doesn't really make sense. I put a Lamborghini Mura inside my house.
Oh, my God.
But the thing that's funny about it is it went with, you think Adam Carolla can put a Lamborghini mirror in his house? And and the thing about, first off, well, it's pretty weird because when you watch it, at a certain point, it erases the part because I go, I put a Lamborghini in my house, yeah. Which means, well, now that's if, not a
you
mirror.
Know, the way my brain works, I would have gone, oh, that's him being funny, thinking he actually got a Lamborghini merely because he put a mirror with Lamborghini or something weird like that could have gone on in my head.
Well, you got the clip to play, Gary?
I can pull it up right now. I'm sorry. I do not have that ready, but I can get it in just a moment.
You find it. But I was like, if you watch this clip, Drew, yeah. I say the word Mura 5 times, and then I say I put a Lamborghini in my house. If there's some confusion as to how I pronounce mirror versus Mura, when I say I put a Lamborghini Mura in my house, before you put this out there, how about you just Google in Lamborghini this phonetically, M-U-R-A, and a Mura will pop up.
In certain parts of the East, they call a mirror a Mura.
I get it. Yeah. I get there's a little confusion, but please use your... the reptilian part of your brain, yeah. But use the other part of your brain, the mammalian part of your brain, and listen to what I'm saying. It would, we've stated in other shows, if I was actually saying I put a mirror from a Lamborghini inside my house, I'd be an insane person.
Somehow this would drive me much more crazy than the thing at KTLA. I would have to call them and go, here's a Mura. Here's a picture. This is what I put in my house.
Well, you think I'm saying I took a mirror?
Yes, that's what they think.
Well, who amongst us could not take a mirror from a Lamborghini and put it in their house?
I don't know. That's why I would go crazy.
Why would it be crowing about it like it's some achievement when you could go to eBay and buy a mirror from a Lamborghini and just put it in your house?
Who put that post up? That's what I don't know.
You think I have time for all this, Drew? I tried to correct. Now, here's what I'm assuming. I'm assuming low-level 22-year-old chick doing everything, and the problem is nobody vets it. That's the scary part.
Yeah.
Yes, Gary?
It's a dude.
Oh, no. Well, I don't draw a big distinction anymore.
Look
you?
At me. Look at me.
Yeah, look at Drew. All right. See if you can find it. All right, here it is. Now, you tell me if at the end of this you would put mirror. The project that I'm most proud of throughout my long and storied building career. A few years ago, I was asked to donate at Habitat for Humanity, and I showed up, and it was a single mom, and we... hold on. I put a Lamborghini Mura inside of my house. Yeah, I built a super garage with this big oval opening, and I put one of my Muras on a platform, and it literally lifted up, so the Mura was inside. Oh, man, I almost went with that Habitat for Humanity crap. No. Mura in the house. Mura in the, I don't know if you call it a house. It's kind of an estate. Anyway, manor. Putting a Lamborghini in one of my manors, I think, for me, that was my proudest moment.
Adam Carolla and friends build
at
stuff
the point
live.
When I say,
Tuesdays at 10.
You're going to stop it. When I say putting a Lamborghini.
Yeah. They think you're being ironic. I think they don't think you mean it or something. Because you know you're going off by the states and
they
stuff.
They could go online and type in seven or eight letters and have their answer. Yes, this, Nick.
Maybe they thought you were doing a Boston accent. A Lamborghini Mira.
I know. That's what I said.
At the end, I said, I built a super garage. I built a huge platform, and I put a Lamborghini in my house.
As much as Nick and Drew are trying to help, no. On this one, this guy knows you're a car guy. He has seen your Lamborghinis in person.
So is it a typo, maybe?
It's an idiot.
Okay.
Yeah. I believe it's maybe...
Can you get in touch with this guy?
Maybe he typed it in on his phone and put in Mira and the thing auto-corrected.
Right.
That sounds like bullshit to me. No, it doesn't, though. If you type... Well, I don't know what his phone does, but if you type in... If you just Google in Lamborghini MI, it'll go to Mira, I think.
Okay, oh, for sure. I was talking about like if you're on Facebook on your phone or something, maybe it did it. But that's still not a... His whole job is social.
Listen, it's his job, but also at some point... Do what I do, which is show it to somebody and see what they think before you hit send.
Yeah.
Now I seem like an insane person for talking about putting a mirror.
By the way, the
beginning title was, what was my best project?
I know.
Project? Putting a mirror? I built a huge garage and built a huge platform and it went up. I put a Lamborghini inside my house. Like, you really got to check that.
If it makes you feel any better, anyone who goes and finds that video online, the text is no longer there. It's been changed.
Good. All right. Then we're going to the line. Find the Jayhawks' Empty Spaces song.
So if you type in Lamborghini on your phone, you'll get Lamborghini Migraine.
Lamborghini Migraine?
Yeah. And
M-I?
Yeah,
M-I. Wait. Hold on. You type in Lamborghini.
And then M-I-U-R-A, right? Mira?
Yeah.
And you get Mizrahi and Migraine. Those are the two things I'll show you.
Really?
No.
No.
Yeah. What? Look.
How can you type in?
I just did that. Look, read it.
Ace, look up at the screen. First
not Google.
One.
Not Google.
Oh,
I just do it on your Word, Word document.
All right. I'm not doing it on my Word. Everyone uses Google. That's what I'm saying. All right.
Well, the Word Correct. Google gives you literally what you put in, and then it starts guessing for things.
Well, what I'm saying is if there's any problems, like you can't think of something or you're a little confused, you go to Google. I do it all the time. I don't know how to spell everyone's name.
Yeah.
Would go look up, how do you spell this guy's name? When I was talking about John Cougar's half his song sucking ass the other night, I had to go look up Mellencamp. I didn't know how to spell his last name.
Yeah.
Could the Jayhawk song be called Quiet Corners and Empty Spaces?
Yes, that's what it's called. All right, let's talk to Paul, 43, from Minnesota. Paul. Oh, I love this song.
What's that noise about?
Oh, poor Olga to stand next to me and listen to this.
I stare on the whipping
pole. Should get Douglas into this. He's a music guy, right?
Yeah.
All right, Drew, stop Googling. That's enough.
Hey now, catch me quick before I walk away.
Listen to good music. It makes you smarter. It does.
Plato said so.
I said so. Oh, I love Gary. Not our Gary, this Gary. Turn it up. I'm going to enjoy myself a little bit. Thank God. Please expose yourself to something good and stop listening to the fucking shit they peddle on the fucking radio nonstop. Please, everyone, it'll make you smarter.
Hey, man, this is just music that you like.
I love talking to assholes about their horrible music. It's like, this is for fucking fucktards. I was in the fucking Trader Joe's over here the other day, and I was like, what are we listening to, Rihanna? And they're like, yeah, man. I said, see any 13-year-olds running around here? It's 11 o'clock on a Wednesday, dude. Play adult music. The greatest lament in life.
Harry Nielsen, did you like him?
Yeah.
Yeah, reminds me of that.
I like any real music. Another 30 seconds.
In the end, there's no way.
Great harmonies.
Sherry, you know who Harry Nielsen is?
Yes.
Gary.
No, Gary doesn't.
Hey now.
Wow. He does voices on The Simpsons. Tell me if there's something I should say. Go out and get the goddamn Jayhawks, would you, everyone? And listen to fucking Ben Folds, would you? And leave all your fucking robot music behind. Oh, I love it when retards defend their shit music, too. I get your stupid tweets. You don't know anything about music. Really? I'm 10 times smarter than you. Believe me, I know what the fuck I'm talking about. And don't give me this taste bullshit. It's not about taste. It's about smart versus stupid. If you like this music, you're smart. If you like your music, you're a fucking idiot. You can tell me all day long about how much you fucking love this John Cougar. If I hear Born in the USA one more fucking time, I'm going to throw myself in a well.
Wow, in your house. That may well happen.
Now, even Lynette knows that, like, Glory Days is a piece of shit song. It sounds like shit today. Now, once in a while, we have to argue about Prince, because everyone acts like Prince's family has pictures of them with a fucking corn cob up their ass. Like, you go, fuck Prince. His music is dated and it sounds like shit. It's self-indulgent. Go listen to it. Listen to that shit from the 80s. They go, oh no, hold on. Wait a second. There's Prince, the Beast, and the Beastie Boys. They're the two people get, like, violent about.
Beastie Boys, wow.
They're fucking horrible. Yeah. Everyone gets real defensive. Hey. In later albums, they played their own music. Yeah, okay. Now let's talk about them being able to sing. Listen, I'm one of these crazy people who wants to listen to people who can play an instrument and sing.
What?
If I was on an island.
You're an artist.
And it was just me and you, and we had the Beastie Boys, then I would listen to the Beastie Boys. But as long as we have the Jayhawks, and we don't need to listen to the Beastie Boys, because we have people who actually have talent. We can listen to them. Yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Jesus, we actually have callers. Christ. Let's listen to them.
Paul, 43.
Hey, I was going to ask Dr. G a question about...
You throw that speedball back. Oh, it look like... Hey, hurry, hey. Oh, God damn.
Great, Paul.
Exactly right. Song. But then I heard somebody else talking earlier about the movie The Hammer.
Yeah.
Had that scene in there where the door wouldn't close.
Oh, yeah.
I thought that was the greatest goddamn thing in the world, because I grew up on a mink farm, and we were young kids.
Whoa, that makes 12, two of us. Yeah, the mink got caught in the door.
Yours was a chinchilla farm, to be fair.
Well, we did chinchilla, but it was seasonal. We did minks there in the winter.
They started with chinchillas, and then they moved to mink after that. Okay. And they're one of the biggest ones in the world now. But what happened was we were, 12, 13-year-old kids.
Nutria,
too. We got to fight over driving the truck.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens on a mink farm is the sheds are about, 16 feet wide, and there's just enough room
18,
between
go
them
ahead.
To drive the shit truck through.
Mm-hmm.
Is what we called it. We'd rake all the poop up and put it in the back of the truck, and then scoop it out of the back of the truck. And us young kids, we didn't know how to drive the three.
I had football coaches tell me I was softer than mink shit. Corolla, you're softer than mink shit. Now, come on, get down that four-pointer. Plug that run. Stop that run. Sorry, go ahead, Paul.
Anyway, what happened is the one kid that was just a little bit older than everybody else thought he was the smartest guy in the world, so it would be hotter than hell out there, so he'd open the doors up and back that thing up with both doors open and bust them both back so they turned into, like, suicide doors. And then he'd have to drive that thing down the highway to go dump the mink shit off at some other, farm or whatever, so it gets spread out on the field.
Hey, Paul.
And, what?
Yeah, we're going to have to limit the mink talk to 12 to 17 minutes, and then we're going to move on to your actual question. What's your question?
Oh, you want to hear about the Chantix?
Yeah, I like to hear about that.
Oh, do you think that'll make him mentally ill if he take too much of it?
Take too much of it?
Chantix to stop smoking?
Yeah, or when you get off it or, started this and that.
I love the Chantix commercials. The reason I love them is because when I see the commercial for the chick who's, having the yeast problem and not feeling that fresh down there, I realize that's an actress. And when I see the one for the guy who's, giving the herpes medication, I go, that's an actor. But when I see the smoker one, where the guy's like, I smoked for 21 years, and now I think, did he smoke? Does he look like a smoker? yeah, there he goes. That's you, Paul. I'm like, does he smoke? Did he smoke? Is that the guy? Yeah. Are they allowed to get actors to go, I smoke for 21 years?
I guess. Why not?
I guess.
They lie about it. They're acting as sort of lying.
I guess. Oh, Philly cheesesteak once in the studio. What do you think of the Chantix?
Chantix is good. It's not for everybody. If you have depression or you're on psychiatric medication, you really got to think twice about it and talk to the psychiatrist about it.
Gary, let Philly in. He's clawing at the door.
I've seen
out there.
A range of side effects from inability to sleep, strange dreams, can't tolerate it. I've seen people elevate their mood and feel real good on it. About 30% of the time, people, at least in my experience, people do not want to smoke anymore. They just don't want to smoke.
What it's percent?
About 30%. So it can work remarkably well sometimes.
Well, when you say sometimes,
is 30%.
That's it, though.
Yeah, it's my experience.
Well,
maybe 50. Maybe the data out there is.
But is there another 20% who kind of don't want to smoke?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe.
Okay. What do you do? Take a pill
now? Hey, Dr. Jewel.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is it better to start with the smaller dosage first?
You have to.
Bill says yes.
Oh, Jesus. You build up on
all over me.
My doctor said since he didn't have any side effects when he started it the first time, he said just go ahead and just take them in the morning and the evening.
Listen to your doctor if you've already built up on it.
The problem I had was getting off of it again. Mm-hmm. Is what was tough.
Getting off of the cigarettes or getting off of the Chantix?
Getting off of the Chantix.
What was the problem?
Well, I was it just caused a lot of issues with I was trying to stop drinking at the same time.
Okay, well, that's not
no Chantix and booze.
So there's a lot going on here, but I would listen to your doctor's directions very carefully and consult everything with your sponsor.
Well, says, okay. Do it. All right. Thank you. Phil, go say hi to Nick. I'm going to get Phil to go say hi to Nick.
Okay, go
through the window.
Yeah, take a call.
All right, let me punch you out at line five here.
John, go ahead.
Hey guys, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
Hey, this question has a personal element because I had my own battle with alcoholism, sober for about 15 months now. But I love running, and just recently, just curious if you've ever seen people actually get addicted to endurance sports or running.
Oh, for sure. And you know, you have that biology, so you're going to tend to get addicted to anything that has a compulsive nature to it or gets you high in any way. And running can get you high, right? And that's naturally going to be something that you're going to go in that direction. Like with everything, you want to moderate even the behavioral addictions if you can, and discuss it with your sponsor and always check in with somebody else. Don't rely on your brain to make determinations as whether you're in trouble with it or not, because your brain will think it's a great idea, especially if you're getting high.
Uh-huh. What's he doing?
Endurance running. How far are you running?
Nothing too crazy. I mean, I do marathons. I'm doing the Boston Marathon next month, but sometimes 8 miles, sometimes 16 miles, and then marathons are obviously 26.
That's a lot. You know, marathon running shortens your life.
It does?
Yeah.
It
doesn't lengthen it. Oh, they're so healthy. They run. Turns out you can run too much.
Well, look.
Too much of anything, right?
Well, there's a sort of simple equation, I think, which is you're kind of made for stuff, and you're not made for – we're not really made for running 26 plus miles in a one
yeah,
hour.
Yeah, let's not forget the original marathon was a guy who ran from Marathon to Athens to report the defeat of the Persians by the Greeks.
Yeah.
The Athenians. And then he ran, he announced it, and then died.
Oh, he did?
He just dropped dead. That's the story.
His name was Jim Fix. I was thinking about my Rings of Honor movie, which I'm sure is going to get made one day.
Rings of Honor. Yeah, keep going.
Is this about
your anal perianal abscess again?
Ooh, that's Ring of Honor. This is Rings.
Well, I thought you were going to tell many stories about other people's
honor.
Rings.
That, rings of Honor.
Because yours was very honorable, the way that last one went down.
How dare you? First off, you as a physician to ridicule a serious condition.
It's called Rings
is
of Honor.
Against your Hippocratic oath.
Rings of Honor.
Rings of Honor.
We're making.
It takes place in Golden, Colorado, home of the American Olympic training camp.
And Coors Beer.
Just listen, Drew. What better target for ISIS than the American Olympic training camp.
Oh, rings of honor.
They attack
and
they abduct.
This is like the 72 Olympics.
Yeah, but they take the whole thing over.
Yeah, yeah.
And they have everyone locked in the gymnasium, and they're going to systematically kill them. And, you know, if they're, you know, they have demands and blah, blah, blah. Well, guess what? The pole vaulter has got a plan. He's got to get to that upper window that's not blocked off.
His name's Ace.
Just listen.
I'm just guessing.
Don't try to be entertaining. Okay. Just listen. His personal best is 19 foot 4 inches. That window is 20 feet above the floor. He's got to use the pole. He has to use his skills. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
At a certain point when they lob a grenade in there, the guy who does the shot put's got to put it. Everyone's got to do. At the end, the marathoner, who they didn't think would qualify, has to get to the – they've cut the phone lines. There's no communication. He has to get to the sheriff station 26.2 miles away.
Wait a minute.
But the whole place is going up if he doesn't get there in under 2:10.
This is
going
to be a Michael Nairn cartoon. Gary, will you please send it to Michael Nairn? He's on it.
I can't get through it, though.
Hold on. Let's go. Come on.
I'm done.
Well, where's the marathoner go?
He's got to get to the sheriff's station outside of Puebla.
Which is exactly 26.2 miles from...
But the bomb's going to go off in 2 hours and 9 minutes and 31 seconds.
And no cars in this area, no security.
Nobody, he's got to run.
Does anybody know they're locked
in? It's been disabled.
I see.
No, they've been shut. All communication's been shut down.
So nobody knows they're there. So they're using their...
They all have to use their Olympic skills.
Oh, my God.
And it's always their
best.
Will
there be any combination skills?
Like gymkata?
Yeah.
Well, obviously, if you're doing like the gymnastic, you know, they do the double backflip, kick the person.
Oh, yeah, of course.
The pommel horse, you know, flip it around.
During the
boom,
fight.
Boom,
yes,
boom, boom. You know what I mean? It's all you're engaging your Olympic sport.
Javelin.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be a great scene. A
lot of good stuff.
Got
in
a little
there.
Javelins. You know, the guy's getting impaled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe that's how the thing, that's like marathon runner gets going. Javelin thrower has to put something through the window that the pole vaulter goes through to impale the guys at the gates.
Yeah, he may be gilding the lily
really,
a little
too
bit
much,
here.
Too much.
Yeah.
Jump the shark?
Maybe. We're trying to have this thing live in reality.
Yeah, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, can't go too far. We can't become X-Men.
The ultimate soft target, the Olympic Training Center in Golden, Colorado, right? I mean, you really want to send a message to Americans. You go after their best, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but what happens when their best fight back?
We can't use the name ISIS, of course. It'd have to be something shrouded in some euphemism.
Yeah. And I don't even know if they could be Middle Eastern anymore.
No.
They might have to be like Korean. And
North Korean.
Well, yeah. But no, but what we do to cover it is we make them sort of Korean with a Russian accent, and we kind of go, I don't know what they are, so we can't really get offended. You know what I mean?
Call them Osiris.
Osiris. Where'd Philly cheesesteak go, by the way?
He's right behind you.
Yeah.
He's calm. Don't screw him up.
Falling asleep. All right. Let's bring this bad boy home. Hey, want to come on out and see the show? Go to adamcarolla.com and see the Spike Show if you want. Or you got a question online? CarollaQuestions@gmail.com. Come out in the audience, ask the question. Me and Dennis Prager, everybody. No Safe Spaces. You can check that out if you like. Number 5 on Billboard.
If you have questions, go to drdrew.com/contact. Send us your emails. Get on our mailing list there. We got interesting articles we put out every week. Spaz wrote the latest one about microdosing LSD.
I've been hearing a lot about that.
It's an interesting topic. We talked to a woman, an attorney, who did it.
I heard her.
Yeah. She's interesting.
When they say microdosing.
Yeah.
What are they really talking about, the sensation that's going on inside of you?
She described it. I don't want to, paraphrase what she said, but my recollection is she said she'd been really depressed, and she had sort of I think she was actually treating post-traumatic stress. She'd had a breakup of a marriage and whatnot, but things were flat, uninteresting, unmotivated, and things – she said she looked outside and suddenly she noticed flowers kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So things sort of – positive things sort of were let in, and it really helped her sort of turn the corner a little bit on these symptoms.
Yeah. Big picture, though.
Yeah,
all right.
I don't know.
24-hour warrior, check that out. Go to Chassis, 2 S's and a Y, CHASSY, and all that. Just go to AdamCarolla.com. Say hi to Lynette, Carolla Drinks, and all that good stuff. Until next time, Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying, mahalo.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/SXM. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required. Cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.